Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Gujarat Industries Power Company Limited, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anshuman Ashit from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Yashashri. Good day, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q2 FY23 post-results conference call of Gujarat Industries Power Company Limited. Today, we are pleased to host the senior management of the company, represented by Mr. K.K. Bhatt, General Manager and Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Shaleen Patel, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer, and other senior officials from the management. As directed by the management, we will directly open the lines for the Q&A session. Yashashri, if you can please open the lines and go ahead.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Krishna Kumar, an retail investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. One is that, you know, your PLF has been coming down over the years for both the current lignite plants, and this quarter also has been pretty low. Is there any specific reason why they're consistently going down? Especially this year, most of the other thermal companies are doing better. Is there any broader, I mean, there's any stoppage of buying power from your customers?
Krishna Kumar, thank you very much. See, basically, power sector quarter two, we have taken this time two shutdowns, SLPP 1, unit 1 for economizer beam replacement because it was sagging and plant unit was not going to full load. That was the reason that we have to take, like last year we did it for unit 2. Now, SLPP 2, unit 4, capital overhauling has been carried out for a period of 45 days because since the inception, capital overhauling was pending. These two reasons, we are slightly having lower commercial availability than what you are thinking of. As per the PPA, commercial availability has to be counted and taken into account for the purpose of fixed cost recovery on yearly basis. Plants are running very well. We will be able to recover whatever is the under recovery of fixed cost for the year. That's not an issue.
Okay. Hopefully, you know, your profitability will come back to, you know,
yes,
the pre-COVID levels, but still it hasn't,
yes,
come back,
yes,
to the pre-COVID levels.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm, definitely. Because this time what happened, two shutdowns has been taken into the same quarter, which was not the general practice year-on-year basis. Generally, one shutdown may be there in one quarter. This time, both the units, unit 4, unit 2, are in the quarter 2 only. That was the major. Plus, it is capital overhauling and big exercise has been carried out. That was the reason. Otherwise, normally it is not there. But hopefully we will recover.
Okay, thank you. My next question is regarding the dividend. And, you know, your dividend has been constant for many years. It's even actually going down. At some point of time, we got 2.9 rupees per share. Now we are getting only 2.7. And despite all these additions of capacity, and still the dividend is going up. So, because even the public sector units, they follow that 30%, the DPAM policy, 30% of the profit or 5% of net worth, you know, that even that is not being followed. So any chance for revision in the dividend policy?
Basically, dividend is being declared by the board of directors, looking at the future expansion projects which are coming line up and how the cash flow is moving. All these things are taken into consideration. Last year, the new project, Khavda project, was at the initial stage. That was the reason slightly dividend was pushed back. But there is nothing like that. It can't be increased. We will take it forward next year. We look into it, how the profitability, and we may go back to the same level also, not an issue.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Participants are requested to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Anshuman Ashit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, wanted to know what is the plan with our gas plants because it has not been operational since the past several years. Is there any discussion with off-takers regarding this or is there internally any plans?
See, the plant was running up till October-November 2021. Since November 21, because of the gas prices gone up in the international market and the availability of gas, APM gas totally went zero because of the South A effect. We have no choice but to close down the unit. We are waiting for the opportunity in the coming days with the stability of the gas prices. Once it is there, we can again bring back the machines to operation for our promoters and other participating units with a reasonable price level once it with us.
Okay, understood, sir. Sir, secondly, on our renewable projects, so there was one 75 megawatt project that in the last call you had mentioned that you would be awarding. So could you please tell us the status on the same?
See, actually 75 megawatt. We are thinking to have the solar station at our mining reclaimed land for our promoters to cater the requirement of promoters. Since it is a being treated as a captive, we are waiting for certain approvals from the GUNL and GOG. It is most likely to be in place within a short period, and we will be coming out with the tendering process and everything to put up the station.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Neeraj Vijay Kamtekar from Prospero Tree. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Okay. Butsab, namaste. Butsab, aapne abhi bataya ki lignite production kam hai because due to shutdown in the Q2. To kya abhi shutdown Q3 mein hai, koi test ka kam baki hai? के दोनों चारों प्लांट बराबर फंक्शन कर रहा है, प्रोडक्शन बराबर हो रहा है कि फिर से Q3 के कॉल कॉल में बताया जाएगा कि ये टाइम भी कोई प्लांट बंद था उसकी वजह से कम हुआ है सर.
योर क्वेश्चन इज वैलिड नीरज जी, आपका प्रश्न एकदम सही है. अभी कोई शटडाउन नहीं है, प्लांट्स एकदम परफेक्ट चल रहे हैं, फुल लोड पे, कोई इश्यू नहीं है. एवरीथिंग इज गोइंग ऑन वेरी वेल, बैरिंग अनफोर्सिन सर्कमस्टांसेस. We are hopeful कि हम 6 महीने अच्छा प्लांट चलाएंगे.
तो ये जो शटडाउन हुआ, मेंटेनेंस हुआ, जो भी कैपेक्स हुआ, मेंटेनेंस कैपेक्स या उसके कुछ भी लिए, तो क्या ये प्लांट की लाइफ में कुछ इम्प्रूवमेंट, कुछ लॉन्गेटिविटी, कुछ भी इससे होगा कि वो प्लांट की लाइफ में इम्प्रूवमेंट नहीं किया, सिर्फ चलाने के लिए ही ये खर्चा हुआ है अपना?
देखिए, इसमें दो चीजें हैं. SLBB1 में जो यूनिट 1 में जो हमने इकोनोमाइजर बीम रिप्लेस किया है, दैट इज अ रिक्वायरमेंट बिकॉज बीम बेंड हो रहा था, विच इज गोइंग टू इम्पैक्टिंग द जनरेशन लेवल machine full load pe nahi chal pa raha tha. That was the reason we have to change those beams from procuring from BHEL. वो हमने कर दिया, अब मशीन फुल लोड पे चल रही है.
तो जनरली सभी प्लांट बराबर चलते हैं जब लिग्नाइट है, तो जनरली 800 प्लस मिलियन यूनिट्स ऑफ द पावर जनरेशन होता है. तो क्या वो लेवल पे हम फिर से अचीव करेंगे? अभी अगर Q3 इज द नॉर्मली फंक्शन होता है तो वो लेवल पे आएंगे? अगर नहीं आ रहे तो क्या Q3 में नहीं आ रहे तो Q4 में तो आ जाएंगे?
माई पॉइंट इज दैट कि प्लांट अभी फुल लोड पे सही चल रहे हैं, कोई इश्यू नहीं है. वी विल बी एबल टू जनरेट फॉर नेक्स्ट 6 मंथ एट फुल लोड, सो वी आर नॉट सीइंग एनी इश्यूज. सो हम प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी एट द एंड ऑफ द ईयर एट ए वेरी रीजनेबल एंड गुड लेवल पे पहुंच जाएंगे.
ओके. और सर ये खावड़ा प्रोजेक्ट में कुछ अपडेट बता सके, क्योंकि बीच में एक प्रेस रिलीज था कि सम ऑर्डर्स आर प्लेस्ड विद द केईसी इंटरनेशनल और वहाँ के लिए, तो उसके लिए कुछ बताए तो उसके पर थोड़ा कुछ आगे हमारे साथ शेयर कर सके तो उसके लिए.
खावड़ा प्रोजेक्ट में ऐसा है कि हमारा रोल है पार्क डेवलपर. फर्स्ट हमें पार्क को डेवलप करना है, सो वी आर कॉन्सेंट्रेटिंग ऑन पार्क डेवलपमेंट एक्टिविटी. उसके लिए पुलिंग सबस्टेशन का हमने बड़ा जो टेंडर है विच इज वेरी क्रिटिकल हमने टाइमली दे दिया है. तो पावर इवैक्यूएशन फ्रॉम द खावड़ा पार्क फॉर फेज 1 वुड बी पॉसिबल वेल विद इन द टाइमलाइन एज स्टिपुलेटेड बाय गवर्नमेंट. दूसरे जो टेंडर्स है दे आर ऑल इन पाइपलाइन, दे ऑल विल बी इन प्लेस बाय दिसंबर एंड मोस्टली बाकी छोटे छोटे टेंडर्स. सो आफ्टर दिसंबर जनवरी ऑल द पार्क रिलेटेड एक्टिविटी आफ्टर टेंडरिंग विल गो ऑन पैरेलली. और प्लांट के लिए जो एक्टिविटी है वो हम पार्क एक लेवल पे पहुंच जाएगा. वंस द पार्क रीच द स्पेसिफिक लेवल ऑफ डेवलपमेंट देन वी विल गो विद द प्रोजेक्ट वेर इन हाउ मच कैपेसिटी वी विल बी एडिंग एट अवर पार्क एनी अदर लोकेशन दैट इज स्टिल अंडर डिस्कशन विद द अथॉरिटी. सो दैट आई विल अपडेट यू वंस इट इज फाइनलाइज. बट एनी हाउ वी आर वेरी कॉन्फिडेंट टू पुट अप capacity in our park more than 50% on our own.
सर तो वो 375 megawatt is the allotted है या तो आपको मिला है वो हुआ है, out of that अगर हम 50% develop करने वाले हैं तो 50% दूसरे कोई developer करेंगे और पार्क पूरा जीएपी सेल डेवलप करेगा. पार्क के लिए जितना कैपेक्स होगा वो जीएपी सेल स्पेंड करेगा और उसके पर फिक्स रिटर्न मिलेगा. और उसके बाद एक साथ में पूरा 1100 मेगावाट होगा या 200 200 200 पांच साल में होगा?
देखिए पार्क हैज टू बी डेवलप्ड इन आल्सो इन फेज मैनर और कैपेसिटी जो है वो भी फेज मैनर है, चार फेज में 600 600 600 और 575 ऐसे डेवलप होगा एज पर द अप्रूवल रिसीव फ्रॉम एमएनआरई. और पार्क भी हम दो फेज में डेवलप करेंगे. फर्स्ट फेज में फेज 1 और फेज 2 प्रोजेक्ट के लिए और फेज 2 में फेज 3 एंड फेज 4 के लिए लाइक दैट.
तो अभी
फेज मैनर में ही आएगा ओवर ए पीरियड ऑफ 5-6 ईयर.
ओके. क्योंकि अपना कैश फ्लो मेंटेन करने के लिए अभी जो पहला कैपेक्स हो रहा है वो दिस इज ओनली रिलेटेड टू द पार्क डेवलपमेंट. अभी कुछ भी मतलब एनर्जी जनरेशन के लिए जो सोलर पैनल या कुछ भी है वो ऑर्डर प्लेस नहीं किया गया. अभी हमारा ओनली एंड ओनली पार्क डेवलपमेंट हो रहा है. पार्क डेवलपमेंट का काम खत्म होने के बाद हम ये दूसरे ऑर्डर फेज मैनर में करेंगे. ओके. और सर एक हमारा एज एन इन्वेस्टर हमारा एक रिक्वेस्ट है कि जब भी ऐसा कोई बड़ा शटडाउन हो जिससे अपना मेजर रिजल्ट के अंदर अफेक्ट आता है तो छोटा सा प्रेस रिलीज हो तो हमें नेगेटिव सरप्राइज नहीं लगे. नो डाउट कि हम लोग ये तो एक्सेप्ट कर लेंगे कि भाई कोई भी कंपनी के अंदर शटडाउन आता है मेंटेनेंस के लिए कुछ भी लिए, लेकिन ये क्या होता है रिजल्ट के बाद ये नेगेटिव सरप्राइज होता है कि वी वेर एक्सपेक्टिंग समथिंग एल्स और आता है कुछ और ही. और अपने केस में जीएसएल में बहुत बार ऐसा हुआ है लास्ट 2-3 साल में.
ओके.
थैंक यू सर. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. We have a next question from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, considering these two shutdowns in one quarter, so how much capacity was idled during this count, this quarter, sir?
125 plus 150. 50%.
So
370. 50% capacity of SLPP out of the 500, 250 megawatt was out of generation because of shutdown. But shutdown was not for the entire quarter, let me tell you. The unit was out for around 50 days, unit 1, and unit 2 was out for around 45 days.
So considering this, what is your guidance for the generation for the entire year? How many million units vis-a-vis what was that figure for full last year?
Basically, we are targeting to achieve the commercial availability of 75% and 80%, which is as per PPA for getting the full fixed cost. So our target is to reach to that level. Most probably we will reach to that target. It is our endeavor to run the machines in that manner. At least we will be able to achieve the full fixed cost by running 80% in SLPP 2 and 75% SLPP 1.
So in spite of having this shutdown for 45 and 50 days, you are confident that you will be able to recover full fixed cost for the entire year?
We will be, we are targeting to achieve that. Most probably we will reach very near.
But right regarding...
right now we are targeting, but we have to see the end of the third quarter and starting of the mid of the fourth quarter, where we are and how we have to achieve.
Okay, and sir, regarding Khavda project, what will be the capex for the development of park, and what will be the return we'll be getting on the those investments?
See, the park total per se capex is around 1,100, somewhere around, wherein we are going to get 30% subsidy from MNRE. And the rest in that we are putting a debt and equity, both the things are there. So return will be from the park on the upper say would be around 13% to 14%.
So 1100 crores is, you said only park, there will be no units.
No, it is only park.
So this 14% return which you talked about will be after subtracting the subsidy figure, or it will be on entire 1100 crore?
No. After removing the subsidy figure, equity portion, what we are going to put in, on that we are going to get.
So we are also, like other developers, we will be also putting some capacity there, no? So what are... how much capacity we are going to put in the park and on during which time frame?
See, basically...
hello?
Four phase-wise, 600, 600, 600 and 575 would be the capacity addition at park in four phases, wherein we are targeting around more than 50% capacity to be added in our own park by our own. This is our fundamental thought process right now.
So more than 50% will be putting on our own, right?
Yes.
Okay, but can you say, can you give tentative schedule of capacity addition at the park?
Schedule timeline for the capacity addition at the park is next 5 years, 50% by 2024, and balance 50% in next 2 years. So, aap 4 saal mein pakad lijiye, in next 4-5 years, capacity will be added in phase manner.
All will be solar?
Yes, all will be solar.
And what will be our per megawatt cost for at Khavda?
Per megawatt cost for Khavda is right now 5.6 to 5.8, is coming, including everything.
And okay, and how means I don't think our balance sheet can support all these investments. So what is your funding plan for this Khavda project?
Yeah, we will be funding those projects in phased manner by 70-30 debt equity.
Oh, but for your own equity, you'll have to raise the debt, no?
No. We have to raise the debt from the market and balance 30% equity. We have to infuse over a period of 4 to 5 years. That much of cash flow is there with the company to add on the equity portion for the project. That's not an issue.
And sir, lastly, all these our two units which are operational, they both are lignite-based, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what is so are we adding any thermal capacity in the near future, or we are not going to add any thermal capacity?
Right now, there is no future thinking for adding the thermal capacity, but it depends how the dynamics are going on as per the requirement. It may be possible we may add on in next 2-3 years as per the requirement, if possible.
So our entire lignite requirement we are able to source captively, sir?
Yes, we have our own mines to cater the requirement of this 500 megawatts for the entire life of the station. Plus, we will be adding this life to this 500 megawatt by another 10 years through R&M, wherein lignite is available at the location with the approval. So the life of those particular power plants will be added more by 10 years than this what it is now right now.
So what is the combined capacity of both plants right now? How many megawatts, sir?
500 megawatts. 500.
So, and for that, how many million tons of lignite we require annually?
Annually, it is around 36 to 38 lakh metric tons.
Okay, 36 to 38 lakh tons. So we don't do any outside sales for lignite.
No, we don't do.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best. If I have further questions, I'll join the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Ramakrishna from Zen Money. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So this is regarding your Khavda project. Actually, I have a couple of questions. Since the time you have initiated this project actually, and by now actually there has been some spike in raw material cost and everything. So has there been any cost escalation actually for this entire project? That is my first question. And the second question is, for your own capacity at Khavda, who will be the EPC provider? Those things have been finalized?
Basically, there are two things are there. One is the park development activity, wherein we have already put in some amount, and 1,100 is the project cost, and park activity has already been started. So as such, we don't foresee any capital addition over there, cost escalation. So regarding park development, there is nothing to worry about the cost escalation. But second question about the cost escalation regarding the project, wherein the cost of raw material has gone up. But since the project which are going to come up at the park has to be bidded through the GUVNL or SECI tender, the tendering process is likely to take place now. In that tendering process, the people will take care of what the price rise have been in the recent past. So the tariff will be according to the price only. So I don't think there would be any issue to any of the project developers, including GFPC.
And another thing is, sometime back I think you were mentioning in terms of exploring new business opportunities, and you have put up a dedicated business cell also. So any update on that front?
In the business opportunities, basically we have developed for this green hydrogen as well as the mixture of wind and solar at our Khavda unit at the fag end. That is at the phase 4, we will look into it, how we can blend this and how we can get the maximized output out of that. That we our team is working on for the near future, how to canalize those RE generation as per the Government of India Ministry new notification, canalizing the green hydrogen like that. So all these things.
Sir, we are not able to hear you.
Excuse me, now?
Yes, please go ahead, sir.
See, all this future green hydrogen and all these things are coming. For that, the SAIL is working on. But for that, it requires 3-4 years down the line working and everything. And we will be looking for at the phase 4 wherein green hydrogen can be channelized as per the requirement to the different required units, that is fertilizer and any other units, whosoever is in need of green hydrogen as per the Government of India policy. But everything will take time. We have to see how the things are moving.
Sir, can I ask a couple of questions more? I mean, operator?
Yes, please go ahead.
So, from FY25 onwards, I'm assuming that 50% of Khavda project will be commissioned. So what will be the incremental revenues from FY25 onwards that we can expect? That is first question. And second thing is just trying to understand, would you be needing to pay any royalty to government for using lignite mines? And are you allowed to actually sell it for commercial purposes outside of your own capital purpose?
Your last question is regarding the royalty, which we are already paying to the government, and that is a part of my tariff that we are recovering through as a part of tariff through cost as a variable charge. Second question, we are not allowed to sell lignite for the to the outside commercial uses. We have to consume for the captive purpose of generation of power. Second question regarding your this Khavda. You have asked the 2025, what would be the revenue? Technically, revenue depends on the tariff at which we are going to get by way of PPS to GUVNL or SECI. Once it is finalized, we will be able to tell you the future revenue, but by and large, as a thumb rule, you can take 2.75 rupees, 2.80 rupees per unit capacity, 50% capacity multiplied by this number of units at 29% to 27% CUF. That much revenue will be added.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Anshuman Ashit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, once again for the opportunity. Sir, can you please give us the EBITDA breakup for H1 between thermal and renewables and mining?
EBITDA, just a minute. It is around 220.
This is for?
Depreciation. See, earning before interest and depreciation would be around 220 crores.
Sir, could you give us the breakup between thermal and renewable?
It's difficult to give you the right now between thermal and this.
Hello,
Hello, sir.
Yes, ma'am, just a minute.
Sure, sir.
We are just calculating.
Okay, sir.
In the meanwhile, sir, the next question is on the CapEx. So, sir, in H1, what has been the CapEx?
Around 115.
115 for thermal?
No, it is wind and solar.
Wind and solar, 115.
The rest is you can take thermal.
Okay. Sir, the second question is on the CapEx. So, what has been the CapEx for H1, and what is our target for the full year?
CapEx, we basically have around CapEx of 100 to 120 crore for this Khavda park development activity, and it would be around more 100 plus in the H2 only towards the park development activity, and the rest projects and everything, all CapEx will be in the next financial year only.
Okay. And sir, will this park be developed by the end of this year? Is there a particular timeline that you are targeting for the phase one development of the park?
Just a minute. I am putting to our project head.
Sir, as per the MNRE guideline, we have to complete the park, the total park infrastructure.
Sir, I'm sorry, we're not able to hear you clearly.
Just a minute. Now it is audible?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, as per the MNRE guideline, we have to complete the park before this March 24. So we are completing the all infrastructure activity before that to get MNRE subsidy and all.
Okay. And the user fee which we'll be charging on the usage of the facilities of the park will come once the other developers are selected, and that will be after the development of the park. Is that a correct understanding?
Yes, you are right.
Okay.
Sir, I'm sorry, we're not able to hear you.
Actually, that this UDC will get once the project allotted to our developer. Yes.
Okay. And that will happen only once the park, the user, the development is complete.
Yes, park get ready, yes.
Okay, and that is why FY24. Okay, understood.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Renjith Sivaram from Mahindra Mutual Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Good afternoon. I just wanted to get some idea of what are the renewables target that we are looking at for next year and the year after that in terms of megawatt, and what kind of CapEx in FY23-24 we'll be assigning for achieving these targets.
Basically, we are targeting capacity addition at Khavda location, phase one, 600 megawatt. Out of the 600 megawatt, we are targeting at least 50% capacity addition in the first phase. But it will be crystallized by the last quarter somewhere of the current financial year. How much capacity we are adding and what is the timeline and how it is going to be. Mostly all the power stations in the RE solar project has a timeline of 15 to 18 months. So you can take a 15 to 18 months CapEx incurring by GIPCL in the next financial year somewhere. And
how much will be that amount?
You can take 550, 560 per megawatt, whatever is the capacity addition we will be thinking. 300 plus 300 into 5, 1600 पकड़ लो.
तो ये पूरा अपना इंटरनल अक्रूअल से ही होगा?
नो, 70-30 डेट इक्विटी विल बी देयर.
ओके, बिकॉज़ प्रीवियसली वी हैव दिस, वी यूज्ड टू हैव अ हाई डेट इक्विटी रेशियो, सो दैट्स व्हाई आई एम आस्किंग.
नो वेयर डेट इक्विटी रेशियो वाज हायर.
नो, इट वाज स्क्यूड मोर टुवर्ड्स इक्विटी.
Yes, that you are absolutely correct, because at that time we don't have the any future projects available, so we put in more equity in the project, but right now we have capacity addition thinking for around 50% in the Khavda, so we will be putting every project through 70-30 model.
So in the previous project also, can you restructure those and get more equity for funding these
not required, because we have enough cash generating every year by adding the cash flow to the company, that is cash plus depreciation, so we will be able to put in the equity in phase manner for the project, not any.
And what, sir, target for coal business for FY23 and 24 in terms of megawatt?
Pardon?
Coal business, what is our target? Coal plant?
Lignite-based power plants target, we are running the project plants very well. That is the target.
So what is our targeted kind of generation for this year and next year?
See, for lignite-based thermal stations, the phase 1 we are targeting 75% and phase 2 we are targeting 80%. So any station which is generating more than 75% to 80% in lignite-based technology, it is one of the best in India.
Okay, and we are not facing any issue in terms of the current increase in prices of coal, lignite and all?
But we are having our own lignite, so it is price is captive mine and our own price mechanism, so we are not affected by this prices, increase in price and all those things.
So post, because of this 45 days shutdown, we had this all these issues. So next quarter onwards, we will be back to normal?
We are in normal now. Running all stations
very
well, not an issue.
Okay, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
So what is the cumulative capex for Khavda part that we have done till date?
Khavda total capex we did up to today, that is 100-120 crore, that is for the park development activity.
100-120 crores. And what we'll spend next year on park development?
It would be around 400-500 crores.
So at that time we'll have to raise the debt, right?
Yes.
Okay. And have you tied up the debt? And what is the coupon rate?
We have not tied up, but in principle, we have already initiated the dialogues with various financer, that is bank. Most probably rate would be ranging between 7 to 7.5.
Okay, sir. And lastly, sir, do we have any operational renewable capacity as on today?
Yes, we have our own renewable capacity. 262 is my solar and 112.4 wind capacity, running capacity is there, which is adding to the bottom line every year around 100-110 crore.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a question from the line of Manoj Shah from Lax Gov Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Just wanted to reconfirm on this. You have got around 810 megawatts of your thermal power capacity. Based on, like, you have your own captive mines, so 100% of your requirements for these 810 megawatts is done through your own captive mine. And for your this future park where you will have three units of 600 megawatt, another unit of 530 megawatt, will your mines will be able to produce sufficient ignite to run this park, this power plant at the Kevra park also?
Basically, we have the thermal station ignite base 500 megawatt near Surat location. And this Khavda location is at near Bhuj, wherein we are going to add the capacity of solar, not the lignite base. So that requirement of lignite at Khavda project will not be there. It is confined to only 500 megawatt thermal stations near Surat.
Okay. And like, just wanted to check, what's the like lignite mine reserve, like for how many years it will be sufficient, and how many much more capacity of thermal plant you can add with your existing mine?
See, we have the available lignite surplus from the captive mine to cater this our 500 megawatt till the PPA life plus 10 years.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no more questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Anshuman Ashit. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Once again, sir, I have one final question. So the 30% subsidy that we will be receiving for the Khavda project from MNRE, so on what basis will be receiving this? Will it be on milestone basis or any other?
It will be milestone.
Sir, what are those milestones? If we can...
That I have to see, we have to look into it, because it is as per the MNRE guideline. It is as per the MNRE guideline.
Okay. Sir, we have one more question, if we can take that.
Sure. We have a question from the line of Kushal Jain from Kushal Corporation. Please go ahead.
Like, hello. Good evening, everyone. Good afternoon. I wanted to know, like, since 2015 onwards, we have made investment of around 2,000 crores in renewable energy, solar or wind. But I can't see any increase in revenue since 2015. So what is the problem? Why the revenue is not growing?
See, the problem is nothing, but how we look into it, that is more important. Because as you know, our this thermal station, gas-based stations are nowadays not at all working. That much revenue from the top line is being looked after by this solar and wind, because day by day this our gas-based stations more or less not working since 2015 onwards.
Okay.
And that is being taken care of by renewable, because it is the need of the day, because you have to change your line of business. Because If we would have been in this gas-based station only, we would have been in a problem right now because of the non-availability of gas. But we have already shifted our focus to RE, and we are now putting more focus to RE only in the future, for future expansion and all these things.
Okay, sir. Like, further, I would like to ask, like, you have gas-based station, so do you have, you are not using the station properly. So you have any plan to dispose them off or something?
No, not right now, because we are thinking to preserve it and look forward how the gas prices movements are likely in next couple of 6 months or 1 year down the line, if it most probably if it's within the range of our promoters to take the power, then again we can pull the machine and provide the power to our promoters and as per requirement.
Okay, and sir, one more thing, like what is the revenue guidance for coming next year?
Revenue means?
What is the revenue you are expecting? Maybe next year, if you can provide an outlook.
That is, you are talking about PBT or PAT? What?
No, no, only the revenue thing, revenue. Like, revenue part, not the profit.
Okay, revenue part right now 1200 to 1300, but based on the capacity addition which is going to take place in the next one and a half year, next 1 year it would be flat, but 1 year down the line, once we add the capacity, as I already explained, how much capacity we are going to add, 200, 300, that depends. Accordingly, the top line will be added with the by that revenue. Next 1 year down the line, it will be added.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Manoj Shah from LaxCurve Investments. Please go ahead.
Ma'am, just wanted to check about your gas-based power plant which has been closed due to the non-availability of APM gas or high gas prices. Like regarding your PPA, is there any pass-through clause in that, or you have to supply at a fixed rate, even if suppose because in near term
sorry,
we don't
can you use the handset, please?
Yeah. In the near term, like the gas prices aren't likely to come down, and availability of APM gas is very difficult. So, how do you see the tariff that you will get on per unit basis is a fixed tariff, or there is a cost pass through clause is there?
See, I would like to advise you, my gas based stations are already PPA life is over, 30 years life and everything is over, fully depreciated. We have maintained in a very good condition. So only once the plant starts with the available gas cost, we will be able to sell it at the cost plus mechanism to our promoters and their required participating units.
Okay. So at the current prices, you think it is not viable because the gas cost will come too high. So it means you are not in a position to run those plants. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So at what price range of the gas will these plants will become viable? If you can give some indication.
It would be between $8 to $8.5. For MMBTU, if cost comes down, then we will be able to generate the electricity at a competitive rate to sell it to our promoters.
So it could be $8 to $8.5 per MMBTU would be the viable
yes,
price.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And how much is this capacity gas is? 300. That's Vadodara Station 1 and 2. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Neeraj Vijay Kamtekar from Prospero Tree. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the second time and opportunity. Sir, company ke paas 110 megawatt gas-based plant hai, 500 gigawatt hai, aur 375 renewable capacity hai. इसमें से 310 गैस बेस्ड प्लांट है वो नॉन ऑपरेटिंग कंडीशन में है सो ऑपरेटिंग इज ओनली 875 मेगावाट अगर आज की तारीख में आप 5.6 टू 5.8 करोड़ रुपीस वी आर स्पेंडिंग फॉर द खावड़ा फैसिलिटी अगर मैं 5 करोड़ रुपया का भी कॉस्ट ऑफ पर मेगावाट ले लेता हूँ देन द रिप्लेसमेंट कॉस्ट मस्ट बी अराउंड 4000 प्लस करोड़ रुपीज और कंपनी का करंट मार्केट कैप करंट मार्केट रेट से 1300 करोड़ रुपीज तक का है इट मीन्स इट इज ओनली 30 to 35% ऑफ द रिप्लेसमेंट कॉस्ट तो अगर हम अभी स्पेंड कर रहे हैं उससे शेयरहोल्डरों की इन्वेस्टरों को किस तरह से बेनिफिट होगा अगर यही 30-35% डिस्काउंट पे ही कंपनी के स्टॉक वैल्यूड होने वाले हैं फ्यूचर में इतने सारे पैसा खर्चने के बाद, तो इससे अच्छा तो हम एक्सपांशन नहीं करें और इतने रुपया कंपनी के शेयरहोल्डर को डिविडेंड के शेयरहोल्डर को ज्यादा फायदा होगा सर, इसके लिए क्या इसके लिए आपका
perspective of dividend only. We have to see the requirement of the nation, what is the requirement, where we are going. We have to expand in the different lines. There are so many employees, company has to run. So we have to change our line of action to be in the market, to be competitive. Ye to karna hi padega.
नहीं लेकिन सर जैसे गैस प्लांट अभी बंद है बिकॉज तो अपने पास गैस अवेलेबिलिटी नहीं है, इट्स अफोर्डेबल
कैन नॉट रन बेस्ड ऑन द डिविडेंड प्रोस्पेक्टिव
नहीं मैं सर डिविडेंड नहीं चाहिए हमें, मुझे डिविडेंड नहीं चाहिए, मुझे शेयर होल्डर की शेयर की वैल्यू में एप्रिसिएशन चाहिए. डिविडेंड इज नॉट द क्राइटेरिया ऑफ इन्वेस्टमेंट. लेकिन आज की तारीख में ये फैक्ट तो आपको मानना पड़ेगा कि अपना अगर रिप्लेसमेंट हम अभी डेवलपमेंट कर रहे हैं. आपने बताया कि 5.6 करोड़ टू 5.8 करोड़ रुपीस इज द पर मेगावाट कॉस्ट फॉर द एस्टैब्लिशिंग द खावड़ा प्रोजेक्ट. तो अगर मैं उसको 5 करोड़ रुपीस से ही रिप्लेसमेंट कॉस्ट काउंट करता हूँ देन द ऑपरेटिंग जो मेगावाट अपने 500 लिग्नाइट एंड 375 रिन्यूएबल अगर 875 मल्टीप्लाइड बाय 5 करोड़ पर मेगावाट करता हूँ देन द रिप्लेसमेंट कॉस्ट इज मोर देन 4000 करोड़ रुपीज एंड अपना मार्केट कैप इज ओनली 1300 करोड़ रुपीज एट द करंट मार्केट प्राइस. सो इट इज ओनली 30-35% ऑफ द रिप्लेसमेंट कॉस्ट. देन आफ्टर स्पेंडिंग सो मच मनी फॉर द फ्यूचर एक्सपांशन और उसके बाद भी अगर अपना कंपनी का स्टॉक इज ट्रेडेड एट द 30-35% ऑफ द रिप्लेसमेंट कॉस्ट तो शेयर होल्डर को क्या बेनिफिट होगा. रादर देन द अभी जो कैश फ्लो आता है वो शेयर होल्डर के रिवॉर्ड करने में जाए तो शायद मुझे लगता है कि शेयर होल्डर ज्यादा बेनिफिट रहेगा.
दैट इज योर थिंकिंग, वी विल लुक इनटू इट.
हेलो,
वी विल लुक इनटू इट व्हाट यू आर सेइंग, वी विल लुक इनटू इट.
नहीं लेकिन चलो सर देखिए मैनेजमेंट सोचे तो अच्छा है क्योंकि अपना आप देखिए किसी ने पहले मेरे से पहले किसी ने पूछा था कोई इन्वेस्टर ने कि लास्ट 5 साल में हमने 2000 या 2200 करोड़ रुपए खर्च किया है फॉर द एक्सपांशन और शायद शेयर का प्राइस और रिवॉर्ड में कुछ भी फर्क नहीं पड़ा है. हम अगले 5 साल में भी बहुत सारा रुपया खर्चने वाले हैं फॉर द एक्सपांशन. अगर स्टॉक प्राइस वही रहता है कुछ भी एक्सपांशन कुछ भी नहीं होता है तो ये तो अच्छा है कि शेयर होल्डर को अभी जो कैश फ्लो आता है उसको डिविडेंड के तरीके या तो बायबैक से या किसी भी तरह से रिवॉर्ड कर दे रादर देन द एक्सपांडिंग द कैपेसिटी.
हाउ कैन यू से अबाउट द फ्यूचर, इट मे बी पॉसिबल कि जैसे रिन्यूएबल का ही जमाना है द शेयर प्राइस मे गो स्काई रॉकेट, इट मे बी पॉसिबल.
लेकिन सर अभी तो हमारा एक्सपांशन जो भी हो रहा है वो रिन्यूएबल फेज में ही हो रहा है सर. आपने लास्ट 100 मेगावाट भी जो एड किया वो रिन्यूएबल ही है.
हाँ,
और रिन्यूएबल पे फोकस है लेकिन लेकिन सम हाउ द मार्केट इज नॉट वे गिविंग द प्रॉपर डिस्काउंट. मैं ये नहीं बोलता कि आपको मार्केट मेकिंग करना है लेकिन द फैक्ट ये है कि हम रिप्लेसमेंट कॉस्ट से 30-35% डिस्काउंट पे चल रहे हैं. अगर 5 करोड़ रुपीज का अगर मैं पर मेगावाट परफेक्ट कॉस्ट गिनता हूँ तो ये फैक्ट है और ये 5 साल का है. आप कैपेक्स हर एवरी ईयर किया है 75 मेगावाट 80 मेगावाट 100 मेगावाट जो भी आपने प्लांट की कैपेसिटी बढ़ाई इन द रिन्यूएबल फेज और वी आर आगे भी हमने 2024 तक में रिन्यूएबल पार कंप्लीट करना है, कैपेक्स करना है. अगर वो सब खर्चा करने के बाद भी शेयर होल्डर रिवॉर्ड नहीं होता तो अल्टीमेटली हमने इन्वेस्ट किया प्रॉफिट कमाने के लिए. नो डाउट कि कंपनी का कुछ फोकस होगा बीइंग अ पीएसयू कंपनी अलग, लेकिन कॉमर्शियल एक्टिविटी तो हम कर ही रहे हैं तो प्रॉफिट तो प्राइम ऑब्जेक्टिव ही रहेगा.
ठीक है, आपका व्हाट एवर यू आर सेइंग वी विल लुक इनटू इट.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kushal Jain from Kushal Corporation. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Thank you for the opportunity again. I wanted to know, like, can you provide the breakup of renewable, like profit from the renewable and the thermal? Like in the balance sheet or in the quarterly statement, you are not providing properly whether how much revenue is coming from renewable and from the thermal.
Profit you are talking about or revenue?
Basically, if you can provide in your financial data, what is the revenue breakup from renewable and non-renewable separately, then we can understand the thing that we are making the investment in the renewable and the revenue is also increasing. But right now, we are not able to see how much the...
The way you are asking, see, the revenue from the renewable always be on a lower side because it is... I will give you on mail. Just give me your mail ID. I will send you.
Basically, in last 5 years, how much revenue from the non-renewable has decreased, and there should be, if it is provided properly in the financial data, then it will be very nice.
I will give you, Kushal, give me your mail ID. Send me your mail ID. I will give you.
Okay, okay. So, how to send, like, so... Someone will contact me for that?
Yeah, sure. Can you give
me
your contact
detail,
please?
Alright, I will provide it. Yeah.
Mr. Jain? Does that answer your question?
Yeah, fine.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, I also want a breakup of thermal and renewable EBITDA. And it is my suggestion that when you publish your results, it is better that you split the thermal and renewable EBITDA so that investor can have a better picture. The revenue and EBITDA should be mentioned separately. So why you are not doing this?
As per the SEBI guideline, it is not required. That is why we are not giving, because...
No, this is not a question of SEBI guideline. This is question of investor friendliness, sir. If investor is asking, and if there is no harm for competitive reason, you should give the details, sir, no?
I'm giving you, but as per the SEBI guideline, what we have published, there is not required what I mean to say. But since you have asked, I am providing you 105, 106 from renewable and 141 from thermal. That is the breakup.
That is for which period?
That is for half yearly this year, PBT.
PBT or EBITDA?
EBITDA.
EBITDA, 106 from renewable and 145 from thermal.
Correct.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no more questions, I would now like to hand over the call to Anshuman Ashit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, everyone, for joining this call. And especially, I thank the management of GIPCL for giving us the opportunity once again to host the call and giving very detailed answers to each and every question. Thank you, everyone, and we can now close.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.